You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 22nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Pooya. How are you doing, Pooya?
I'm doing really well, Taryn. I feel like if we got to the end of the season and you had some kind of quiz on the live feed updates, I've got it down. I got this rhyme going. You know, March 22, but it's day 21. Taryn finally gets to talk to someone. It was pretty fun, but it wasn't insane. Our HOH is old man Dane.
Oh, don't be saying coming that in front you, of Mark. Other people, Pooya. You're going to make yourself a threat.
I mean, it's between you and me. This is the pre-show, so I assume okay. No one else heard that. Yeah.
Okay. We are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 20 in the house, and we had a lot of movement prior to the eviction, and we have a new HOH, we have new nomination plans, and all kinds of stuff to let you know. So, let's go ahead and get started here in the early morning here on the show. Anthony was doing some work. As I talked about yesterday, it was kind of just like, hey, I just want to prove to the world that I can flip this vote if I want to. And he kind of did. He kind of did want to. And so he had talked to Kiki and Esty. I believe I talked a little bit about this yesterday. He let Sam and Adam know that Kiki let him know that Damien said he was going after Adam and Sam. This really freaked Sam out. She was like, no, Damien's coming for us. That's not good. Let's go talk to Kaylin. And so Adam talked to Kaylin. The conversation did not go well. they got into a fight about whether or not Kaylin actually said that Corey was coming for him, and Kaylin was denying that it actually happened, and she was lying. And so Adam was like, "Well, screw that, like whatever. I feel pretty good about Damien." He went and talked to Damien, and Damien was like, "We're cool. I'm not coming for you." And he's like, "Damien, you're the best. I love you, Damien."
You're so nice, Damien. Yeah, it's been one of the most interesting things for me to track during this week was the roller coaster of Anthony. You know, he gets compared to, you know, like a Derek that doesn't know anything about the game and is learning, just has social pull. Then Matt Liguori gets on and he has to talk about how that's really not the case. But then he goes back and forth. But I do agree with you strongly that this is something that happens. And we see it with some players where once they get into the spot where they're feeling themselves, and even though they want to tell everyone they got to stay humble, they just can't help but try and push their weight around to see just how far their reach is. And this is true of him. And as far as Damien goes, Taryn, I feel like last week we said it. He is the affable nitwit. He's lovable. He's easy to talk to. He goes with the flow at this point. You know, every season we get someone who becomes the quote-unquote pawn star. I think he's in that position right now. I think he's the guy who people feel comfortable putting up, but they also like him enough that they're not going to even look at him. So he's in a pretty decent position here. And as far as Adam goes, poor Adam, You know, he's dealing with a lot. He's like the number one name brought up at any given point. But these pretty boys, man, the PB's still in full swing.
PB for life. So Kalen talks to Sam, and Kalen does an admirable job with Sam. Kalen actually does manage to keep Sam on board and says, Hey, I'm not coming for you. Think about it. Damien is coming for you, and I'm going to be totally, I'm having dreams about the future. I'm in somewhere else. And Sam is like, you know what? I feel like at least I know where Kalen stands. I don't know where Damien stands. I don't like this. So Sam goes to Adam and says, hey, I think you should go talk to Kalen. He was like, I just did. And she yelled at me. And she was like, no. Let's talk to her again. Just listen to what she has to say. So Adam goes and he talks to Kalen again. And this time she's like, Adam, I think you're great. I won't come up to you. And he's like, all right. Okay, Kalen. So then, all of this is happening. The pretty boys get together. They're talking about the vote some more. Sam actually walks in on them talking at one point, and Anthony is pretty smooth in that moment, just keeps talking. And that actually makes Sam feel like, okay. That's pretty good. They didn't change their conversation. Maybe there's not something going on here. So that was good. Goodbye, Anthony.
Yeah, for all the worry we have with Anthony trying to do too much or overextend his reach, the one thing that is true and will continue to be true is that he's pretty good socially with people. He knows how to interact with people. People feel comfortable talking to him. And no one's leaving these rooms thinking, oh my God, Anthony's a crazy person, which is great. So he's able to transition into these things when people come in like it's nothing, which is lovely. But it's interesting now because with Kalen trying to smooth things over with them. And obviously you guys have covered it during the week with the all the paranoia about this. There could be a guy's thing. There could be a girl's thing. This kind of continues on back and forth a little bit. And ultimately, it's just getting to this point where the pretty boys are looking pretty secure. But again, like it's been said, they could easily end up, crumbling down. And I think the one thing I can say is I don't know if Anthony's going to be the cause for it.
Yeah, I mean, right now the cause of it would be Dane and Adam not being careful enough. So Sam and Adam have this conversation again more. So Sam really now feels like, I think we should keep Kalen. I think we should flip the vote. I think we should get Damien out of the house. And if Sam was on board, we know Anthony actually kind of wants to make this happen. This is very, very realistic possibility here. But Adam feels really good about his conversation with Damien. He says, no, I talked to Damien. He promised we're good. It was a great conversation. And Sam is like, well, why are you always looking out for yourself and not me? You went to go talk to Damien without me. I'm of course wondering, like, I wonder if they have a deal with each other. He just went to go get himself safety and he doesn't care about me. So he's like, I'll go. Would you want to go talk to Damien with me? I'll go get Damien right now. We'll talk to him. And so he goes to get Damien, and this is a funny scene too, because they're in the have not room and Adam runs to get Damien, and in the like 30 seconds between Adam coming, leaving to get Damien and coming back with Damien, Kalen manages to like slide into the have not room and like, hey, you see what he's doing. You see, like whispering in Sam's ear. And then Adam comes back and she's like, I'll leave. So then Adam gets back with Damien and they both talk to Damien, and Damien again does a very admirable job here, lying to their faces, saying, oh, I have no intention of coming after you guys. It's like a reset for me, losing Kalen, losing Mackie. I'm a man of my word. I voted to keep Mackie. That's because I had to stick to my word. So, you know, I'm good. He completely pulls the wool over their eyes. They feel very good about Damien.
Yeah, no, he does a very admirable job of letting it be known that, hey, if I'm telling you I'm good with you, I'm good with you. And the good thing for him is that he's got this rapport built from the last couple of weeks when what he has said he has done, even if it wasn't what they wanted to hear. But it's a respectable thing to do right now, especially with all this talk of paranoia and, you know, Kalen's the master manipulator. Poor Damien, straight shooter Damien, doesn't look like a threat to them at all. And I feel like with the Sam and Adam, Sam Dam, it's a situation where you just mentioned Sam comes in and says, you should go talk with them and see what's going on. But then when Adam's doing it, Adam's not really saying, you know, go talk with Damien, see what Damien's saying. So it kind of is a give and receive. And sometimes it does look like Adam's taking more than he's giving. So he has to work extra hard to make sure Sam knows that he has her best interest in heart.
Yeah. And Damien is walking a tightrope here, especially in the morning where his allies on all sides are exposing him. Like, the reason he's in this mess to begin with is because Kiki revealed that he was going after Adam and Sam. So then he has to convince Adam and Sam that's not the case. But then he has people like Eddie worrying, hey, you're still going after Adam and Sam, right? And so then he has to be like, well, I don't want to say to Eddie that I am, because then Eddie has ammunition to use against me if he goes right back to Adam and Sam and I'd be screwed. So he's like, I don't want to say anything, but like what we talked about, you know, we're good. Cuddle buddy. Right. And so he's doing his best here, and he does of course manage to slide by, but, the Pretty Boys are going to have a discussion about this. Anthony is going to talk about still like, hey, I think we should keep Mama K. I think that would be the best move for us, because I would be saving her. It would be me, and she would feel indebted to me, and I can convince her to go after Sam and Chelsea and not touch Adam. Adam, it's all about you. It's not about what I want. It's about what you need. And I'm just trying to protect you, Adam. And Adam's just like, yeah, but no, Damien is staying. I want Damien to stay.
Yeah, talk about being a sacrificial lamb. You know, it's like, I'll get the credit for it, and then she'll owe me, which means she'll owe you. Mm. Which obviously isn't a great enough deal, especially when Adam feels so good with Damien right now. You know, it's all about, we talk about this Pretty Boy Alliance and how they've all got something else trying to happen on the side. Biggest name being Sam, biggest attachment being to Adam. This is clearly someone Anthony feels like he can take in and at least be safe from her as well. But it doesn't behoove Adam, because again, he feels really good with what's going on with Damien. So it doesn't make any sense for him. But again, this is Anthony we're talking about. So even though Anthony brings this up, he's not going to get in trouble for it, because Anthony knows how to smoothly do these things.
Yeah. And so Adam really wants to bring Damien in to the boys, which would be such a huge mistake. And Anthony is kind of like, well, you know, just calm yourself a little bit. We need to be careful about that. We can't just approach him with this alliance. And he definitely can't think that we already had one prior to approaching him, because if we approach him, then he could just blow the whole thing up, and that would not be good. And that's exactly what would happen, I think. So, you know, Anthony appropriately preaching caution and telling Adam, just calm down. And Adam's like, I'm calm. I'm just like telling you what's going on. He's like, whoa, calm down, Adam. Jeez. Mark is kind of on Adam's side here a little bit, despite the fact that he's definitely an Anthony henchman, in the sense that Mark is advocating, I think the best move here is, let's just keep the house stable. Let's not rock the boat. Let's just vote Kaylin out. And so they do, you know, Anthony, I think is fine with the knowledge that if he really wanted to, he could have flipped it, but he's gonna take the safer option and not rock the boat. He does talk with Mark a little bit as well about Eddie and how he feels like Eddie is a threat to their games, and that Eddie has been being sneaky. He runs to power, and that Eddie is definitely a target that they're going to be looking at soon.
Yeah, which was a good call out from you earlier this week, that Eddie does seem like one of the three people that could be going. And given the result we know now, and given what the winner has said, it's really interesting to see if that's going to come to cause. But as far as Anthony goes, Taryn, it's just pretty fascinating, because as long as he, like you said, as long as he feels strongly that he could have done it, that's good enough for him. And it honestly is a position where he has to start realizing, I've built a lot of social capital. I need to decide where I want to put the bets. And is it really worth you spending a bunch of it on Kaylin right now? And ultimately, I feel like he realizes there's enough pushback. Probably not. Probably good for now. Let me just save this for a rainy day.
Yeah. And, you know, really one of the first times we've seen Anthony show restraint. And it's hard to say it was restraint given how much he still did, but he could have done more and he did hold himself back. So, and I do think it was ultimately the right move for him. So that's basically all that was going on before the eviction. The feeds go down, and apparently in the time that the feeds went down and the eviction, one of the things that we talked about either a couple of days ago, whatever it was, when Chelsea and Sam discovered that the guys are probably working together, they came up with a plan of, all right, we need to plan a girls' night, and we're going to invite Esty and Kiki and maybe Corey, maybe not, we're not sure. And we're going to have a girls' night, and that's when we're going to drop it on them. Hey, you know, the guys are working together. The women should stick together and fight them. And so apparently while the feeds were down, Chelsea did approach Kiki with this idea of, hey, let's have a girls' night. And what they thought was this very subtle plan to like entice them up and then drop the, you know, Women's Alliance bomb on them, just read straight for Kiki, oh, you're trying to make a girls' alliance? Mm-hmm. That's what's you want to make an alliance with all the women? Is that what you're saying? And Kiki, of course, is going to tell all of the men about this.
Yeah. This is not really a secret. The girls' night was completely shot out. And now, for better or worse, probably for worse, everyone kind of knows that that was a conversation that was had, or that was a thought that Chelsea had. So we got to keep track and see what happens now. But Kiki, I don't know, like, how do you feel about Kiki blowing this up? Does this behoove her or does this hurt her?
Given the information she has, I think it's mostly fine. But at the same time, you know, one of Kiki and Esty were kind of like, OK, maybe we'll go along with this. Maybe we'll pretend to be in on it. And the guys have basically already ruined that for them. So like, but like that would have been a good thing for them to at least maintain some kind of pretend relationship, to branch out in some way. But instead, they just run the information back to the guys. The guys can, you know, neutralize it appropriately. And Kiki and Esty remain isolated in their little Dane box.
Yeah, like for me, I feel similarly, where I feel like if they were just to, you know, just do the thing, just say yes, have the girls' night. Now you have a funnel of information coming from them. You have a funnel coming in from Dane. Like, you're better connected at this point. More people feel like you're with them. That's a good spot to be. This is kind of what they wanted before this Chelsea HOH happened, where they wanted to bring Chelsea into the fold and have some kind of connection with her moving forward. So I'm upset that they blew it up, but also at the same time, for all we know, this could start a war between those two sides, and they're in the middle and they're safe anyway. So we'll just have to see how it pans out.
Yeah, this Chelsea HOH where she nominated Kiki just really demolished the relationship between those two, and it is not recoverable at the moment. So anyway, we see, obviously, Kaylin evicted unanimously. She gives the speech, hold out your left hand. I was surprised everybody just immediately did it.
Yeah.
Right?
Without a second thought. They're like, yeah, okay. Well, what are you going to, are you going to read our future or something? They had no idea what was coming.
She talked about how she had a dream that this was coming, even though she talked herself out of it. By the way, on the feeds later that night, they talked about how Kaylin also had a dream about how she would be returning to the game. So we'll have to wait and see if that one also comes true. I will be talking to her later today. So no, it is not true. So then we get the HOH competition. It's the buzzer one. We saw the start of it on the episode. The live feeds for it started before the episode, which was very, very nice, even though the feeds went down during the episodes. And so, and then, you know, three people, you know, were eliminated during the episode. There were 2 hours that it was going before the episode started. And I think in the 2 hours, like, two, maybe three people got eliminated. And then in the 1 hour that they were down for the episode, three people were eliminated. Like, all right, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, Taryn. I couldn't believe it because I went to run some errands not thinking that anything was going to happen. And then I'm like, oh no, the feeds are on. So I tried to rush my way back home. But then we missed that 1 hour because obviously they want us all to tune into the show instead. But that's where they took a lot of people out. And I believe it's because then what's the point of being there for Sunday, Taryn? We gotta be excited for Sunday. And this is how they're going to get us.
I can't wait to watch Adam get eliminated and Mark get eliminated from this competition. It's going to be so exciting. So ultimately, this comes down to Dane and Sam, the two people who are gunning for each other. And they do make a deal. They promise each other safety. Dane in particular is going to, I believe, swear on his father again and tell Sam, you will not be touching the block. I promise you are safe. And then Dane is, in fact, going to win this head of household. Lots of bragging afterwards as well, like I was going to lose a hand-eye coordination thing to her. Whoa, okay. Okay, Mr. Hockey.
Fine. Yeah, really feeling himself on that one.
Yeah, it's not like she was first place in most of the ones that we saw and that you were in the back of the pack and you just happened to win that final one. That's definitely not what happened.
Wasn't just chance. Yeah, no, Dane really feeling himself. And the key thing here with these two being the last two, they were offering each other safety. And also in order to get the other one to just hand it over, they were like, you can participate in the double next week, which they obviously, you know, this happens every season. They kind of sniff it out. They know when it's happening. So they were trying to convince one another, hey, you want to play in the double? You can play in the double. Like, that'll be good. And I will keep you safe this week. So we'll be good. Ultimately, they both wanted to battle it out. And like you said, Dane got lucky with just buzzing in first with a 50-50 chance. So acting like he championed his way to the end.
Yeah, they every single season for the last 15 seasons, they always know exactly when the doubles are happening. They always know in Big Brother Canada exactly when the triples are happening. So they really mess with the timing a little, maybe.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So Dane is the new head of household. He pretty quickly is going to say Corey is coming to Wendy's. And right off the bat, that puts the scare into Chelsea, because Chelsea's one hope was, hopefully he goes after Corey. He's been talking about how she's an Olympic athlete that's, you know, been watching them all season long and is a secret spy and, all of this stuff. So hopefully he goes after Corey, maybe Eddie. Eddie said he was not Dane's, puppet or whatever. He immediately, Corey's going to Wendy's and Chelsea's like, damn it.
Not good. Not good. She's getting food. That's not good. Yeah, no, Chelsea obviously was really hoping that this would be the plan. And I don't know how much stock they're putting into these Wendy's trips, but it seems like if you're Chelsea, you're terrified if someone gets the invitation to Wendy's. It's the golden ticket.
Yeah. So Dane is going to talk to Adam pretty quickly about his plans for nomination. He says, I'm thinking Chelsea and Kira, maybe we backdoor Sam. That's what I'm thinking. And Anthony's like, yeah, cool. We're good. I like that. So that's the plan, to backdoor Sam. However, Dane is going to talk to Adam, and Adam's going to be like, well, what's the plan? Like, Chelsea and Kira. not coming after Sam. No, not coming after Sam. You promise we will not touch. I don't want you to touch Sam. You promise. Promise. I'm not going to touch Sam.
All right. All right, Dane.
I don't know what they're doing here.
This is the tightrope of all tightropes. I don't know. Promising these safeties, making these deals, but then half your boys think this is happening. This one guy thinks this is happening. I feel like Dane gets himself in really good spots and then wins power and really muddies his own waters. That's how I feel. It's terrifying.
I think that Adam is loyal enough to the guys that if Dane just came out right away and said, it has to be Sam, I'm so sorry, I think Adam would throw a fit. I think he would be super upset. I think there's a chance that he would say more than he should, but I think they would be able to eventually reel him back in.
Yeah.
Them promising, we will not do this. No, we respect you too much, Adam. And then stabbing him in the back, he will feel betrayed. He will feel manipulated. I think this is a huge mistake if they actually plan on going through with this. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what Dane is thinking, playing it this way. If he knows he's going to do something, there's no point in lying to the person that is in your alliance about it, the person that has way too much information on you.
I agree. I feel like when you're in this position where you feel pretty strongly about something you want to do, and we don't know definitively if this is what he wants to do, but we can suggest like about 85%. This is the kind of what he wants to target. He should be doing exactly that. Just let him have his blow up immediately, then just start pulling him back in. If you're worried about keeping the peace leading to the veto ceremony, that's a smooth couple of days, sure. But then once that happens, that you can't really build that back up. It really could be shot to death. And do you really need that going into a double eviction with a guy who a lot of you see as someone who's very good at winning these competitions? Do you really need that? No. So I feel like this is a big mistake from Dane, and I feel like he should be doing better. And I mean, he still has time, right? The nominations haven't happened yet. Veto hasn't happened yet. So there is still time for him to recover from this. So here's hoping that either he warms up to the idea of telling Adam or breaking it to him before someone else does it, and that even causes betrayal. So this is just a bad choice for him, in my opinion, completely, if he's planning on going with backdooring Sam.
Yes. Rob in the chat says, they say if you're going to use up your goodwill in the house, week four is the time to do it. Yeah. Good point, Rob. This is just not only is Sam a huge target anyway, right? If he takes out Chelsea, Sam remains a huge target because of the showman's thing. Other people will still be coming after her and you'll be fine. But, you know, we'll talk about some more stuff. But also, I think that if Chelsea goes on the block and then Chelsea's going to start being like, guys alliance, something about guys. And then if Sam gets backdoored and Adam gets super pissed, Chelsea's going to be like, wait a minute, I don't think Adam was on board with this. If Adam is working with the guy, let me go talk to Adam. And she's going to be like, have you been working with the guys? And did they just betray you? And he's going to be like, yeah. And she's going to be like, you shouldn't have trusted them. You should have been with us. You should have trusted us all along. And she will pull Adam in. Sam will go home. And then you've got Chelsea and Adam and Kira coming after you in the double eviction. That's not good for you.
It's not good for him at all. But if this truly goes down this way, Taryn, it is fireworks for us. So
yes.
I'm kind of okay with it if it happens at this point.
So Dane promises Adam. So Sam is going to talk to Adam, and Adam is going to say to Sam, you're good. Dane told me you're good. And remember, Sam is coming at this from the perspective of either they're working together secretly or they just hopefully have a good relationship. Either way, Dane promised me, hopefully Adam is able to keep me safe here. At this point, it's every woman for themselves. And sorry, Chelsea, but I will take the Adam protection if I can get it. Adam, please keep me safe. And Adam says, don't worry. Dane told me you will not touch the block. He respects me too much to do that to me. And these are the words that tell me Adam is going to be extremely upset if this turns out to go the wrong way here. So Sam is she feels okay about this. She feels like, okay, well, if they are working together, this is good. It means that Adam is able to keep me safe. Surely the other guys aren't dumb enough to disrespect him by nominating his showmance against his will. Surely that wouldn't happen. And so he is has been informed about this Girls Alliance thing, the Girls Night thing, and asks her, is there Women Alliance thing happening in the house? And she's like, no, of course not. Is there a guys thing happening in the house? And he's like, nah.
In the event that this happens and they have to reveal these things to one another, I would be very interested to see how that would go. But honestly, with Adam, Tarrant, the higher you rise, the harder the fall will be. He's had everything he wanted go for him the last three evictions. So if he is truly blindsided by someone who he's been pretty much side by side with from the jump, that's going to be fireworks for feeds. That's going to be fire lit under him. And that's just going to cause ultimate chaos in this house.
Yeah. So Adam suggests to Sam, hey, you should make, you know, I know you made a deal. You should make a deal with Dane to go even further. He's really worried about the double eviction. So make a deal with Dane. Tell him you will keep him, both him and Esty, safe in the double eviction and moving forward, and that you're good with each other. You know, and if you protect Esty, that will, you know, I think go far with him. You know, and they're like, well, but we'll still go after Kiki. Like, you know, we won't be crazy. So that's the plan. Meanwhile, Dane is going to talk to Kira and basically let them know you're probably going up. I'm just this is how he does it. Look, Kira, no matter what happens this week, you'll be safe. And Kira's like, I don't want to touch the block, though. I mean, I thank you for saying that. But look, I trust you. We really have built this relationship. I've been, you know, I've been talking to Esty and Kiki. I feel like things are really working well. And, you know, I'm not even that close to Chelsea anymore. And I just, you know, I really want to work with you. And I just really, really don't want to go on the block again. Please, please, please don't do that to me, Dane. And Dane's like, I hear you. I understand. But just know, no matter what happens, you're safe this week. He's like, ah. Oh, but look, no, Eddie, what about Eddie? Eddie talks about how he's not, he's not under your thumb. You know, Eddie runs to power. Eddie would be a great pawn to use, you know, and I just really don't want to have to go through that whole thing again. Dane's like, I understand, but you should stay calm because no matter what happens, you'll be safe this week.
This was so much fun to watch, Taryn. And it's a funny thing because we've seen two people now be multiple nominees, potentially. Still, nominees haven't happened. But when Damien gets the news, or when Damien gets the feelings, like, okay, you know, you have my word. Okay, that's cool. But then Kira, they don't like it, and they will try everything they can, and they get worked up. And with Dane, it's like, the more you do it, the more Dane's just like, but remember week two? I told you you're safe. I broke the tie. So you don't have anything to worry about. But Kira does not like this position. They do not like the stress of being on the block, and they will probably fight tooth and nail to not have it happen. But when a mind's made up, there's really not much you can do to switch it.
Yeah, and I do think, like, it's admirable to put up such a fight. It's not gonna work, but you know, I like seeing the fight there at least. And I do feel like that, you know, if they had any chance of convincing Dane, this was the way to do it, but they did not have any chance of convincing Dane. So, you know, ultimately this is not really going to go anywhere. And I will say the mistake here is naming Eddie as a potential other option. If it's clear that the person is not changing their mind, naming names is not going to help. And now he has further ammunition to use against you to separate you from a potential ally, which is that's the big mistake that everyone makes. And you should never, never do that.
Yeah. And the other thing with Dane in this conversation is that he mentions that he's pretty certain about a Girls Alliance and that he trusts his source 100%. So this is something that's going to be in the back of Dane's mind moving forward.
Yes. Yeah, so this is really funny, actually. Dane is like, so one piece of information that I wanted to talk to you about is that I heard from a reliable source that there was talk of a Girls Alliance. And Kira immediately is like, oh, you mean the Girls Night thing? He's like, No, you weren't part of it. You don't know anything about it. I'm sure that you are totally innocent in all of this, but basically Chelsea wants to make a girls alliance that you're not a part of. That's a betrayal on you. And Kira's like, well, I mean, if you're talking about the girls night thing, like, yeah, well, that just happened, but that's not a thing. I mean, we were talking about a girls night thing. We weren't going to like propose a women's alliance in the girls night thing at all or anything. Kira is clearly has like extensive knowledge about exactly what Dane is talking about. And Dane keeps insisting, I'm sure you don't know anything about this terrible sin of a women's alliance, Kira. And they're just like, no, I'm pretty sure this is the thing, but it's not what you think. No, you don't know it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Never before have I seen someone be forced, hey, just act like you have no idea. Play stupid. Like, oh yeah, no, I have no idea. But for some reason, they wanted to be known. I kind of know stuff. I can be useful to you, which is really not how it's playing out, not how it's translating. Because Dane's more and more like, oh, I'm feeling kind of more certain about my source now. So,
yeah. And so Kira keeps being like, well, I think this is not even true. Who is telling you this? And he's like, I can't reveal my sources. But how much do you trust this person? Do you really trust them? Like, I trust them. Implicitly, this is like as close to 100% as you can get, which is basically naming his source, right? Because like immediately Kira's gonna be like, okay, so we approached Kiki and he says he heard it from somebody that he trusts implicitly. He is part of a trio with Kiki and Esty. I wonder who told him.
If I had to venture a guess, would I be able to get there? Probably.
He's later gonna ask Kiki, hey, is it okay if I ask some of the women about the girls' night thing? I won't name your name at all. Like, okay.
Yeah, it won't be obvious at all. At all. In this conversation, too, Kira mentions that they've been getting closer to Esty and Kiki, and Dane's like, yeah, go for that. That is good. No one's going to expect that, so that's nice. In the midst of all this other stuff happening, obviously.
Yes. So Dane also talks to Sam, and they have this conversation where Sam, they talk, oh, we're so good with each other. We're going to keep each other safe. It's so great. And Sam is going to promise him safety. She offers that, you know, I'll even keep Esty safe. And he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be associated with her like that. And so she's like, that's cool. If you ever in the future want to include Esty on that deal, feel free. And, you know, like I feel good about this, Dane. We can keep each other safe in the double eviction. And he's like, great. I will not backdoor you. She asked, you won't backdoor me, right? And he's like, no, I'm not going to backdoor you. Of course not. You're also not going to nominate me, right? He's like, no. She's like, well, just so you know, I would rather be nominated straight up so I can play in the veto. And he's like, I'm not going to backdoor you. And then, like, okay, good. We're going to keep each other safe. It's going to be great. They start to walk out and she's like, you're not going to change your mind, right? He's like, no, you're good. So really just emphatically continuing to promise Sam safety, despite not seemingly planning to stick to that.
Yeah, right. Which is horrible, too, because like someone like Sam is clearly smart enough to mention all the possible ways they could go up and essentially spells out, if you do it and you put me up on the block initially, I can still forgive you because I can play the veto. But with him jumping backwards to be like, no, not happening. You're safe. Once he does it and puts Sam up, again, there's no coming back, and I don't expect them to want to continue working with her at that point. He's just trying to take the shot. But in the event that she stays for whatever reason, you're not looking too good, Dano. Not looking good at all. So again, this is one of those things where it's not going to work well. It's not going to end well. I don't think it's a good choice for him right now. I think there's plenty of other people that would be taking the shot. I don't think he needs to, but he's been blinded by this for so long now. Now he gets another chance to do it, and this time he's going to want it because last time Adam ruined it.
Yes, and Sam actually feels very good about this conversation. She believes Dane. Why would anybody be so emphatic about their lies? There's no point. So Dane is going to talk to Anthony later in the night and basically say, like, yeah, you know what? Like, if Chelsea goes, Chelsea goes. Like, that wouldn't be the worst thing. I think Dane is kind of considering the idea of maybe it might be good to leave just Chelsea and Kira on the block, and then Chelsea leaves, that would be fine. But Anthony, I think, is really going to try to push for Sam, although Anthony has also been pushing for Chelsea. But I think the Sam thing in particular, because he needs to get Adam's head clear, you know. So we'll see. We'll see. I think there's still going to be, you know, it's still up in the air whether or not Sam will actually be targeted. Also, the way in which it happens, say Chelsea wins the veto, then it's like, sorry, Adam, there's nothing we can do. What our else? We're going to get Kira out. They're not a threat to anyone. So yeah, that could really save them, actually, if they really wanted to get Sam out. But lots of options still available here.
Yeah, if they can get the our hands are tied argument, that's their best way out of this situation. And ultimately, it honestly boils down to the fact that we've seen and we've talked about all three of the other pretty boys kind of having side things going on, working on other people. The problem here for Adam is that him and Sam have been seeming this way from the jump, and they've clearly been seen as the closest side alliance to the pretty boys so far. And then when you factor in the fact that Dane is working with, I don't even know if we're still calling them the Young Bloods, but I'm going to go with it. He's been kind of getting closer to that side. So getting rid of Chelsea or Sam works better for him, because then he knows these are the two girls he can probably go with further. And even though these two are kind of going to be working with him, they're closer to Adam. So that's better for Adam. So there's a lot of moving pieces here. But the reason Sam keeps getting targeted more is because Sam and Adam look like this, whereas they think, like, you know, Anthony looks like this with the other person, and like Dane looks like this and this with Kira and with Kiki and with Esty. So because of how much closer they look like, this is why Sam is the one they want out more than anything.
And it's like, I feel like, just like I felt like last week there was a much better option for Chelsea, it's definitely not turned out well for her. I feel like there's a much, just like there's a very clear choice this week. Chelsea should be their target. Look, I don't want it to happen, but Chelsea should be their target, because Chelsea is smarter, probably more capable of winning competitions, although they're probably on decently even ground. But in the sense that, like, Chelsea, I think, is more capable of rallying other people to her cause. I think that Chelsea is a bigger threat to their games, is more capable of convincing other people that they're aligned. I think if Chelsea left, Sam would be a lot easier to control via Adam, and and wouldn't really have any numbers. Sam and Kira are not as connected as Chelsea and Kira, so Sam doesn't really have anybody left if Chelsea leaves, and the showmance of Adam and Sam remains in the house as a big target, as a big distraction for everyone else. Whereas if Sam leaves, then, you know, Adam and Chelsea are a little bit separated, and they're not as big of targets. And so Anthony is having a conversation with Esty about this very thing, talking about, you know, Sam and how Sam should leave. And Esty's like, yeah, I think it's smart to get Sam out of the house. Esty going on again about, like, I think the competitions would be more fair if Sam was gone. It would be, I'd be able to win some if Sam weren't playing. And so Anthony suggests the order. It should be Sam, Chelsea, Kira. They should all leave. And Esty's like, not Adam. And he's like, no, Adam's a big target. He's a big target in front of us. That would be really good for us. But I think that there's definitely a sense that, like, hey, if Sam leaves, why go after Chelsea next? Why not somebody like Adam? Why not, like, why still keep going after that group? They've been so weakened. I think that's why Chelsea is the perfect person to get out now. A lot of people would be on board with it, and it keeps the showman's thing where they can still get Sam out first. There's just so many different reasons why this is a much better option, and I think that Dane kind of sees it a little bit, but he's been so obsessed with Sam for so long, and Anthony has been so obsessed with Sam for so long, that I'm not sure they'll be able to let that go.
Yeah, no, it's definitely 100% the case, because when it comes to Sam, again, that close link with Adam, as long as they're good with Adam, Adam can make sure Sam's not going after them. Like you said, Chelsea's the one that has more opportunity to bounce around if she needs to, because she's not tied down to one of these guys. It can be a free agent in a moment whenever she wants to feel like that. And she does have enough social capital that she could move around if need be. Whereas Sam is kind of anchored down by Adam right now and is not going to go against Adam's wishes because, for, you know, better or worse for them, they kind of feel really, have fallen really hard for each other. So they're not going to outright do that. So I think they're blinded because they're worried that she's going to take Adam away. But what they don't realize is Adam's bringing her in. Adam's got her as a number for us right now. So yeah. Go ahead.
It just, it all, for all of these reasons, it makes sense. And then additionally, everything we talked about how it would piss Adam off and alienate Adam and could completely demolish their entire alliance. Just avoiding that alone is worth going after Chelsea over Sam, but it also makes sense from like every other angle. So we'll see. Again, in some ways I'm kind of rooting for them to make the mistake because man, that would blow up the house in a lot of different ways and it would be a big mistake and it would cause a lot of chaos. But at the same time, it just, it hurts my heart and my brain to see such bad strategy when there's such an obvious play.
Yeah. And like, honestly, you all know when the double is. What's the best time when there's a quick turnaround to boot someone and then talk later? Double. If they're really so hell bent on getting Sam out, they should just do it then. Because there's, again, there's enough people that have Sam on the top tip of her lips that it could be an easy sell, easy quick sell to be like, hey, Sam's like got Adam. She's a threat. She's want to come. Let's just get her out now. And then you can, you know, talk about it later. Damage control later. Because it's such a quick pack, like 40 minutes, it's easy. And then you don't have to worry about it. You can talk about it later.
And somebody else will probably do it for you, like one of the young bloods. And even if you have to do it yourself, it's like ripping the Band-Aid off, like double. So things happen so fast. I'm sorry, Adam. It just, we didn't have a backup plan. It's not like I can do this. So, you know, it just, so many reasons. So that's really what's going on here. Anything else that we need to bring up?
Well, I'll be honest. I haven't listened to the recap yet from last night. Have you talked about the intel that Damien got and what you felt about it? Cause I know you were waiting to see how this reveal was going to be.
I'm certainly, you know, happy that it wasn't more. I still feel like, what was the point and why do we even have this?
Right, it was weird four stock questions that they picked. Like, what was that all about?
Well, I mean, and here's the, because I was talking about this last night, basically, like I still think it's super dumb and people are like, it should have been more, but this is the kind of thing that could have completely sunk, you know, somebody's game. If he had chosen Adam and Adam had talked about his, I want to start a secret four guy alliance where we have parachutes, like, that would have blown up the Pretty Boys. This could have blown up the Pretty Boys. If this were, like, there are plenty of players in the history of Big Brother that this could have completely demolished their games, like Derek. You know, it certainly wouldn't have been helpful for Dan, who was hiding how much he knew about the show. There's a lot of possible things that could have gone terribly wrong with this twist. And if it doesn't go wrong, then what's the point of it even being there in the first place? So it's like, if it doesn't go wrong, nobody likes it because nothing happened and it's pointless. If it does go wrong, nobody likes it because it interfered with the game way too much and screwed a bunch of stuff up. So why even have it?
Right. Yeah, it's a pretty lose-lose situation, especially when you consider that once one of these things happen and work in your favor and you make the distance, there's an asterisk on your name forever, right? So if Damien did get the detail you just mentioned about Adam and like they get demolished, yeah, it's like, okay, well, Damien was able to overthrow them, but we will always remember how that got to be, right? So it's like when you think about BB Can 2, it's like that first five alliance was killing it, and then Canada's veto really, or Canada's HOH really flipped it on its butt. So these are things that happen that could work out in the favor of those we root for or against the ones we do not like. But ultimately, it's like, why? I mean, I did enjoy the rigmarole he had to go through to get there, but then ultimately I was like, that wasn't enough information. And then I was conflicted. I'm like, wait, so that's good. But then why did they spend so much time for him to find out that, oh, they, one of them would rather win than be like at the end, or one of them prefer the money than the win. Other one prefers the win rather than the money. Like, it just didn't I don't know. I was kind of like indifferent at the end of the day, to be honest.
Well, and also I think something that's, again, because it didn't really amount to anything, we're kind of forgetting all of the really terrible parts about this is that the producers chose what questions to ask, what questions to show in the intel. Like, they had a wealth of information that they could have shared, and they chose these things, which, you know, like, that's bad. Like, that's this is like really, really bad, where basically it's giving the producers free rein to just be like, hey, is there anything we want a particular player to know about the house that would influence the game in a way that we want? This is our chance to do so. So, you know, just anything where the producers are in charge of giving information to the house guests about the other house guests, that's not the game of Big Brother at all. That's complete. That is producers deciding an outcome. That is really shady. And it didn't seem to have much of an impact here, but it's like that door is open, and we should not be like, oh, they should have said more. Like, that's like, no, that's terrible. It's one thing, honestly, listen, and it's one thing if he'd watched live feeds, because that's at least neutral. That's not producers manipulating the game at the very least, but the producers being in charge of what he sees, that's deadly. That's not okay.
No, the fact that they get to, you know, chop and edit and hand over the information they want, it could be very scary. And in the wrong hands, it really could have a big impact in this game, which will tip the scales this way or that way. And I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not a guy who says, you know, these things have to be fair, but let them be the master of their own demise and the master of their own success. And that's all I can really ask for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so that's about what we have for you. I mean, something else I talked about last night is just competitions this season have, three of four competitions have gone to the Pretty Boys. For as much as we can praise them in some respects and praise the formula that's working really well for them in some respects, the fact that they have won three out of the first four HOHs is huge for their ability to succeed here. And I at the start of the season, I was kind of like, I kind of like how there's a bunch of physical competitions to start the season. Really gives these guys a false sense of security, sets them up as big targets moving forward when they start, can't win any competitions anymore. But now I'm kind of thinking, maybe I was wrong about that. Maybe I was right in my initial assessment of Big Brother competitions, where I like when they're more random. For as cool as the Big Brother Canada competitions can be, I do feel like we need to introduce some more crapshoots, because this is the disadvantage to having competitions that are more skill based, where the same people can start winning the same competitions. And if they also happen to have a very winning formula, they might start to dominate the game a bit, even if they're mediocre players to begin with.
Right. And then you add the fact that the veto no longer allows the HOH to win. That kind of removes their target a little bit, which we've discussed handily. But if they are skill based, there could end up be like they could. This game can be broken, and we have seen someone break it in the past. So I feel like if it continues skill-based like this, it could go wire to wire. But if we get a random one, anyone could win. You know, could we find out what happens with a Corey win or an Eddie win? I would like to find out, just because random.
And I will say, I don't want to be too hard on the competitions either, because this one was very close. And this is a pretty random competition. It's just not as crapshooty as it could have been. And it's normally the kind of competition. This is a great competition. I like this competition a lot. It's just, I think that maybe we could have thrown in place of one of the other ones, maybe, you know, something that was just a complete crapshoot. Big Brother US usually does a total crapshoot HOH competition, like week two or three, to really make sure that nobody gets a stranglehold on the game. And I do think that's important. And man, we did, again, we came close. It was came down to Damien, Sam, and Dane. And of course, Dane is the one that pulls it out. So, sometimes we just get unlucky too. And so, you know, I don't think it's really the fault of the producers in that sense.
No. And they've been great to watch this season. The production value has been on point. They've been very fun to, like, you know, take in. And you, like you mentioned at the start, you know, Dane was middle of the pack the whole way through and then gets the last one first. So it's kind of like we did get unlucky in that sense. And I guess with this double eviction coming in, there could be a big chance that one is a little bit of a randomosity because of the short time span we have to flip it around. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
All right. So that's what we've got for you today. I will be back, of course, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And we're going to have some fun. It's going to be great.
Taryn, one question. Did Dane get the same Skechers again, or did they get a new pair for him?
I believe he got new pairs.
Look at
a new
him.
Pair. Yes.
He was
actually digging them. He was like, oh, my new Skechers. I'm gonna build up a collection by the time the season ends. So he was excited.
At least he's happy. Okay. And then last thing, Taryn, since you've been very, very strong with these guesses on these morning updates, who's going to be at the Wendy window this week?
Oh, that's a good one. Dane is really hoping it's John. And I could see that. I think that's a possibility, but they might want to save him for later. I don't know. Right. I mean, they did Ika first and then Hamza. That's like, there's no pattern to that I can see, except for the fact that there was a picture with, I think, Ika and Hamza and Arissa, and there were other people.
Josh was in the picture and Dimitri was
in the picture. So maybe Dimitri will show up at one point.
That's true.
John is definitely a possibility. Anyone that lives in Toronto. Toronto. So I don't know. I'm not sure who else lives there. Erica, maybe. I don't know where she lives.
That's a strong one. It could be Erica.
Mm. Although they just did someone from BB Ken 6. So I feel like they'll probably
maybe go back to 5.
Yeah,
4.
Go elsewhere for the next one.
We'll see. All right.
So you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Puya is at Puyaism. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We hung out with during the HOH competition yesterday. I had some fun. So, yeah. See you next time.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.